It's Playhouse in the Morning, 194, as we pull a TRQ, a totally random question out of the box of totally random questions. And today's TRQ, what a non-physical trait you're totally attracted to. Some come to mind where it's like, it's not a physical trait. It's not like I like butts, which I do. I really do. And I cannot lie about it. The great non-physical trait that you're super into, attracted to. 2-3 cents for the Playhouse for text 35270. It's Playhouse in the Morning, 194, and we got a TRQ, a totally random question out of the box that is, what is a non-physical trait that you are totally attracted to? Amy Kay, do you got one of these?
Driving. I don't like driving, and so Steven will drive everywhere, and I love it, and I think it's just so attractive. He drove all the way down to Minneapolis, drove all the way back home. I kept asking, hey, if you're tired, I could drive. Nope, he wanted to drive, so I got to take naps on the car ride. I also get motion sickness, nice. So I was pretty happy.
That's kind of a romantic of him, just let you nap. You trusting him that he was driving you where he claimed he was driving you to?
Uh-huh. Even when we first started dating, like the first month in, he drove me down to my mom's house, and that's like a 12-hour drive. He drove the whole thing straight.
Stud.
Fell in love.
Now I'm attracted to him.
And I just drive all you want. Sometimes, especially if he reverses into a spot, a little even spicier. Yeah.
Man, when he parallel parks.
I can't do it.
Steamy.
So I think it is. It's very attractive.
Sweet.
Okay. Is there a non-physical trait you're super attracted to?
This is probably pretty cliche, but you don't have to like love sports, but I watch so much sports and stuff that it was, I mean, just having a general concept and being able to tolerate it, I guess, is all I care about. You don't need to be like a giant Vikings fan, but like you can just put up with watching the football game with me is, and not like you're pretending, I guess. Like you're not just getting through it to get through it. Like you actually enjoy hanging out at least during the sporting event makes me, I find it attractive. Like I can enjoy this game while being with you. It's not like a separate thing we do apart from each other.
I can see that. Mm-hmm. This one, I would say this also delves in the world of cliche, because you've ever heard the thing that like the way to a man's heart is his stomach.
Uh-huh.
But I would say that it is true, and there is something about a person that can cook.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we first started dating, my wife claimed that she couldn't cook. She's proven to be just an amazing chef, and there's
Gordon
things that
Ramsay.
She makes that I'm just like, well, I don't want to really think of my wife as Gordon Ramsay.
Okay.
But okay. I would say that there's something attractive about a woman that can cook, for sure. There really is. And I'm sure women would say the same thing about a guy that can cook, too, right? I mean, there's just a person that can cook is attractive.
It's good. Helpful.
Yeah, now you mention it, I do have a buddy that's like a heck of a cook, and I find him to be one of my better-looking friends based on that ability to cook.
So handsome.
Yeah,
so
he's handsome. Like average looking, but he can cook, so he's a 9 now.
Makes him better looking that way. What is that non-physical trait you are totally attracted to? 237 hits or text 35270. It's Playhouse, Y94, that non-physical attraction that you have. Hello.
I think when you can have an educated conversation with somebody and you know they're listening, they're looking in your eyes and listening. And, you know, they're engaging with you and really, you know, taking in what you say. You know, it just goes to show that, you know, that what you have to say and your opinion and just how you are as a person is important to them. They're trying to learn about you.
Yeah. Actually being connected and engaged, not sound, you know, like having to dumb everything down, have a conversation with somebody, that's going to be a struggle. Have you also ever talked to somebody that, like, talked way more intelligently than you did? And you're like, okay. This ain't gonna work.
Yeah, I can't be around this.
You're too smart for me.
Get your books out of here.
Like halfway through the date, you just wanna be like, sorry, I'm a lot dumber than you. I'm gonna do us both a favor here. Just get on out of here.
You know what's crazy is that has actually probably played out somewhere in real
Absolutely.
Time. Absolutely. That exactly what you just did.
That person's a little awkward because they're so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Are you seeing some non-physical attractions, Amy Kay?
Yeah, someone said when they're really kind and good with kids and pets. Yeah. Someone else said, not a picky eater. I cannot stand picky eaters. You just make it more difficult to find somewhere to eat. And another person said, it might be weird, but people who talk a lot, ranters, are literally the greatest people ever. I hate talking. I'm awkward. So if they could do all the talking, it makes it so much easier.
That actually doesn't. When you said ranter, I thought that was really weird. But now when you're just saying someone that carries the conversation for both of you, that sounds lovely.
The one that didn't surprise me was like the pets and kids one, because like think of every romantic comedy you've ever watched. There's the scene of like one of them holding a baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh man, we love each other now because they're holding a baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's every single one. You got one of these traits where you're like, yep, super attractive, super into it.
A sense of humor.
So kind of the old like, if he makes me laugh, you like him.
I didn't even have to think about that one. And sometimes you have to laugh at yourself, and sometimes you have to laugh with each other, and sometimes you can laugh at each other.
Yeah, the old sense of humor thing is, yeah, absolutely. Not even surprised by that one. Any other ones? Amy Kay.
Someone else said happiness. My significant other is just a happy person. She radiates happiness, and it surrounds her like an aura. Someone else said good handwriting. And another person said when you're able to admit when you're wrong and you have a good heartfelt apology.
We need to go back a step there. Good handwriting?
You don't think good handwriting is attractive? What if they're writing you notes?
I guess no one's ever written
a little calligraphy.
No way. That would be so nice.
Like a good penmanship is attractive.
Not like slappy, scratched. But that's my handwriting. Yeah, that's mine.
Trust me, that's everybody that works here's handwriting. Yeah. I can't tell you how often we got paperwork where it's like, whose is this? I don't know. Could be anybody's.
Doctor's office up in here.
Yes.
Really don't know.
Okay.
Hey, Celebrity Sizzler yet this hour. Also, can talk about our singles mingle, our Seller 624, and find out what's going on over there these days, too. American Authors, Blind for Love, Y94, Morning Playhouse. Magic took.